South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Game on! It is Kentucky Derby Day, and welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show on this Kentucky Derby Day. A lot to go over on our show, so we'll get right to it. Want to mention the fact that we also are on radio here. If you're zipping around town, maybe on your way here for the Kentucky Derby celebration at the South Point, our anchor station here for the Race Day Las Vegas shows is Sports Talk 1400 AM in Las Vegas, of course, and 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of the other platforms that we have, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android apps as well, the KSHP app for the radio listening, and, of course, the YouTube app. So you can see and hear us right on the YouTube South Point Studios network streaming. And we welcome all of you to our show. And, of course, everybody out there that gets us on podcasts, however, wherever, whenever you get us. Welcome to the Race Day show for this Kentucky Derby Day. It's finally here, folks. It is finally here. And we're all jazzed and ready to do it. Listen, we want to thank, first of all of the folks that tuned in either by the internet, by the YouTube streaming network here, or live and in person at our Kentucky Derby seminar last night with John Lendo and Jonathan Harduna. Did a great job going over the Kentucky Derby, etc. Even showed a lot of the players how to build some of the tickets to try to hit the Kentucky Derby when we bet on it, that's for sure, and all the good stuff there. We want to thank all of those that showed up live and all of you that watched. We appreciate it. We love it. And we hope we've given you some insight into the Kentucky Derby. Now, the last thing we have, of course, is today, right now, here in Las Vegas, here at the South Point. The race book is already open, and it's about three-quarters full right now. First race at Churchill Downs is about 21 minutes away. We've got the signal here. It looks nice there. Looks like there's no rain in sight so far. We understand that the track conditions are going to start off muddy from all of the rain they had yesterday. The turf course will start out as good. If there is no more precipitation in the area, by the time they get to the Kentucky Derby, that track might be very well fast by that time, because you know how quickly the Churchill Downs track dries out. Now, for you here in Las Vegas, come on over. We're going to have a big party up in the Grand Ballroom. The Grand Ballroom will have a Kentucky Derby viewing party. The doors will open at 9 a.m., first come, first serve. Big banquet tables, a lot of room to spread out your form and all the other betting paraphernalia you have. We're going to have food and drink discounts, of course, and, of course, a bank of betting windows, kiosks as well, if you want to bet through a kiosk. And, of course, we're going to have a hat contest at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The hat contest will feature best horse theme, best fascinator or fedora, and best overall. And it's cash, baby. You're going to get cash prizes for the hat contest that happens at 2 o'clock. All we just told you about is free. All park your car, come on up, come to the ballroom, etc. It's free. I will be there, so will John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon. Say hello if you want to come on out. We'll be there playing the races, and hopefully we'll have a great day on this 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, America's fastest 2 minutes, the quickest 2 minutes in sports, and, of course, your run for the roses, America's most famous horse race. All right, now, let's get started with some of the particulars that is going to come for us today at Churchill Downs. I want to introduce in studio again, John Lindo with us, and Jonathan Ardoon. Good morning. Good Derby morning, guys.
Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, sir. Hey, you win the best Derby shirt.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I got
you're
I got,
in full uniform.
It's my 150th
shirt.
Kentucky Derby shirt. I know that you can't see all of the things that are on it, but it says 150 Kentucky Derby like my hat does. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get it done. Bada-bing, bada-bing, bada-bing.
He's ready to go. He's fired up
I'm
today.
I'm jazzed up. You know that. I'm jazzed up. I got more than 2 hours sleep, too.
That's unusual.
In any case, let's get started with the particulars. First of all, the weather. It looks pretty good from the signal we're getting.
Right. Byron King from Bloodhorse, he mentioned that they've harrowed the track, so it's not sealed. It's opened up a little bit now.
All right, so
it's going to start, like you mentioned, muddy and good, but you know Churchill Downs. Yeah. If it doesn't rain, that track will dry out pretty fast, and we're so far away from Derby post time, which
please.
Is, what, 4 o'clock our time.
We got 3 meals before we get
to
Derby.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a pretty good chance it'll be fast by then, knowing how everything goes there.
Jonathan, the turf course, it looked outstanding yesterday for all the wet it is consumed.
Maybe all the millions they poured into you know, refurbishing it a few years ago is finally paying off. But the fact that they're harrowing the track, I think, is a big positive.
Yeah.
Because if they knew rain was coming, there's no way they wouldn't have it sealed.
See, he even knows how to handicap the track conditions.
It's not his first rodeo.
Oh, man.
I've been around the block a few times.
So then we're feeling good about what might happen today, okay? And the turf course stood up very well yesterday. I was watching it. No divots flying or anything like that. It was really, really good. And the racing yesterday was fine. Now, we got the track conditions and the weather. We got the let's do this. Let's give everybody out there, get your sheets ready. We're going to give you what we have so far as scratches for today because, you know, the first race will go at 7:30 our time. 7:30 our time, which is about 17, 18 minutes, maybe even less than that right now. So give me the scratches, John.
From the top down, race 2 today, scratch number 1, Navy Goat, number 4, Steel Racer. And race number 3, scratch number 5.
Hold on a second. You said number 2. It's the second race, number 1.
Number 1, Navy Goat, did I say 2? I apologize. 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
See, I can recognize mistakes because I make a lot of them.
Okay. 1 and 4 in the second race. Okay. In the third race, scratch number 5, Gorilla Trek, and number 6, Nullify.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to race number 4, take out number 4, Pat's Property.
And that is the Knicks Go Stakes at a mile. We also have a jockey change there you might want to give them.
Right, Adam Baskitza rides number 5, Not Normal.
Okay.
In race number 5, this is the Twin Spires Turf Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Mostache is out. Number 7, Our Shot is out. Number 17, Sketch is scratched. And 2 jock changes. Number 9, Bad B. Brian. Jareth Lubberry is a new rider. And Axthelm, number 15, picks up Antonio Frasu.
Ooh, nice.
In the 6th race, we're good to go there. In the 7th race, number 8, Heavenly Sunday is out. She ran yesterday. And as well as number 10, Infinite Diamond.
And that is the Churchill Distaff at a mile on the turf. That ought to be a goodie.
The 8th race, the Pat Day Mile, is good to go. In the ninth race, the American Turf, scratch number 1, Twirling Point. Scratch number 17, Dancing Groom. And a jock switch on number 15, Blue Eyed George. James Graham picks up the mount there. Luis Saez stays on the four horse in there, Formidable Man.
And John, a horse that should be in there that isn't, is Endlessly. Just wanted to make that point.
Okay. In the 10th race today, that's the Churchill Downs Stakes, and number 3, Bo Cruz, is scratched.
Now, that's really a shame, because we had a listener yesterday come up to us and hand us a note, and they asked you guys, both of you, how you guys thought Bo Cruz was. 10-1 on the morning line. Sorry about that, folks. He got scratched.
Well, yeah, he asked, do you think he can win? He cannot win today.
Yeah, okay.
He can't win.
Definite. will not win today, right?
Okay. All right, let's see. In race number 11, that's the Turf Classic. Scratch number 9, Never Explain. Mm-hmm. In the Kentucky Derby, we had the scratch earlier in the week at number 9, Encino, and also scratch the also-eligible Mugatu did not draw in. That's number 22. In the 13th race today, number 1, Agu is scratched. Number 9, General Partner scratched. Number 10, Epic Battle scratched. Then number 13, Pirate, is out. And number 15, Sir Greyland. And in the 14th and final, the number 5, Code Word, is out.
Thank you very much, John. Good job. And those are the scratches to this time. And like I said, we're getting very close to the opener of the first race at Churchill. All systems are go. Maybe Mother Nature is, after all, a racing fan. And she could wear her Derby hat.
That would be nice.
Yes. All right, so we got that. Now, let's do this. John, if you can, update the Kentucky Derby odds. They've been betting on the Derby now for, 2 days now?
48 hours.
Yeah, and this, of course, we know all the big money's coming in, like they do with the Super Bowl. The last couple hours will be the most of the money coming in. But this gives us a little bit of an insight of maybe what the general public likes.
Yeah, I think there was over $3 million in the pool going into this morning. So the current odds right now for the Kentucky Derby, number 1, Door Knock, 21-1. Number 2, Sierra Leone, 5-1. He's moved up a little bit.
Wow.
Number 3, Mystic Dan, 15-1. Number 4, Catching Freedom, 8-1. Number 5, Catalytic, 34-1. Number 6, Just Steel, 25-1. Number 7, Honor Marie, 12-1. Mm. Number 8, Just a Touch, 11-1. Number 9, Encino's been scratched. Number 10, T.O. Password, 49-1. Number 11, Forever Young, 6-1. Number 12, Track Phantom, 40-1. Number 13, West Saratoga, 26-1. Number 14, Endlessly, 46-1. Number 15, Domestic Product, 29-1. Number 16, Grandmo the First, 45-1. The favorite, number 17, Fierceness, now up to 3-1. Number 18, Stronghold, 32-1. Number 19, Resilience, 28-1. Number 20, Society Man, 49-1. And number 21, Epic Ride, 47-1.
Thank you, John. Well done. And, of course, there's some unusual odds. Anything strike you with the early odds on the odds board so far, Jonathan?
The interesting thing is no one is longer than 46-1. So
yeah, right. Everybody's looking for long shots.
Yeah. In the old days, you'd find it 80-1 and 90-1.
Yeah.
Not anymore. No one's going to ever pay more than $80, $90 anymore. That's interesting.
Which strike took care of that?
That was it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, though, guys, helps out if you like the favorites. They're not like down there.
Yeah, look at Fierceness. Yeah. He got pushed up to 3-1 because money's going in on other horses.
We're not going to get 7-5, 8-5. And if you like the favorites, this is a godsend.
You know what's surprising is Sierra Leone is 5-1. That's kind of chilly on the board. I mean, this is a horse that has a legitimate shot. You know, maybe
well,
it's
they
the
were
post
listening
position.
To you last night and all the traffic trouble you think this
well,
horse
I
is
just pointed
get.
Out that I thought he was in trouble, and I still do. He's got to work out a trip. It just, you know.
All right, before we get started, we got the menu to get to, and then I want to get into, some of the other nuances. But before we get into that and some of the races today with you guys, let's recap what happened yesterday. An interesting day at the races. The rain came and went and came and went. And by the time they got the Kentucky Oaks, it was actually kind of raining during the Kentucky Oaks a little, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had a little storm right before that. Yeah. And yeah, it got a little bit of a greasy track for the Oaks.
I think, in looking at the races yesterday, that some of the horses looked like they just didn't handle that particular muddy racetrack. Any thoughts about that?
It's always going to be like that, you know. Right. And the Elks especially, it rained right before, you know, and the winner went to take nothing away from the winner. She was terrific, you know. But there were a lot of horses.
Torpedoes.
Yeah, there were a lot of horses that didn't show up. Tarifa, I never saw Tarifa for a second.
Yeah.
The horse that I happen to love and John liked also, she had a perfect trip around the turn, looked like she may get there. She just backed up.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right, Ralph. Some horses just didn't handle it.
Okay. Well, let's get right to the Kentucky Oaks then. The winner was Torpedo Anna, who went wire to wire under Brian Hernandez. I'm glad to see.
Great to see Brian Hernandez win that.
I mean, this kid is really, he's a good rider.
Terrific rider.
He is, yeah. And he puts horses in spots to win from, and that's what I like. And he's getting his due now, and he's riding in the Derby today as well for Kenny McPeak, the trainer there for Torpedo Anna, paid $10.98. Thank you very much. Finishing second in the race was Just FYI, who I thought ran a big race as well. And sucking up for third was Regulatory Risk in that race. And as we said, a lot of the horses that kind of figured in this race really, whether they got beat or not, but they just didn't, some of them just didn't like the track and fire.
I believe you were one of the few people on the panel that actually liked Torpedo Anna. So
yeah,
congratulations to you, Rep.
Well, during during the segment we had with the bookmakers, everybody was making their picks. By the time they got to me, I looked at Vinny and I said, nobody's talked about Torpedo Anna. I said, I like that horse. And then Vinny said, well, I do too. And then the other guys go, well, we'll jump on that, you know.
The power of Ralph. At the time we did that broadcast, Torpedo Anna was 5-2.
Yeah.
You mentioned you like him, pays almost 9-2.
Yeah, that's my.
You stopped the fans.
That's the power of Ralph. Get that mods up. Say something, Ralph. In any case, other stakes races yesterday, the La Triomphe, won by Idiomatic. Laurent Garreau for Brad Cox, $3.66, and the older division, Fillies and Mares. I got to tell you, she is something, man.
We talked about it earlier. They all took shots at her, every single one of them, one after the other. She fought them all off. Coming off a layoff, she had every right to get tired.
Yep.
But that big Amazon just kept galloping down the lane. She was impressive.
She is a specimen to look at. I mean, she is huge. She looks like a colt. I mean, like a five-year-old. She's just amazing, and she just runs her race. And like John said, everybody took a shot at her, and she drew off. At the top of the stretch, I thought she may have been in trouble.
Yeah.
But she said, goodbye.
All I can say is she looks like the deadbeat, dead favorite here for the Breeders' Cup Distaff at the moment.
Well, it's a long ways away between now and then, but they've got to beat her at this point.
All right, in the Unbridled Sydney, Ova Charge overcame a bad start and still gutted it out and won. Florent Garreau aboard for Shane Wilson, paying $3.48 as the prohibitive favorite.
The money really came in on this horse. She was 7-2 morning line, and she got hammered, and she ran super.
Yeah.
She was another one. They were taking shots at her, and she just kept going, and she ended up drawing off and winning pretty easily.
You know, I didn't know if she would, if she got hooked, if she would outgame somebody, because she's been winning by a pole.
Yeah.
And they all were lined up against her in the stretch, and she just fought them all off. She was impressive.
Yeah, not bad for a Louisiana bred. You know, everyone's saying, now she's facing the big girls. Let's see what's going to happen. Well, the money showed, and she showed.
At the 16th pole, it looked like a chorus line behind her taking a shot, but nobody got to her. All right, the Ali Sheba for the older set at a mile and 16th on the main was won by First Mission. All of you guys love First Mission. It's another Brad Cox trainee. Laurent Garreau was winning his third consecutive stakes race on the card yesterday. He was aboard Idiomatic. He was aboard Overcharged. He was aboard First Mission. So he made a great score yesterday. $4.14. Didn't fool anybody there either.
No, you know, did what he was supposed to do, ran very well, and that's Brad
Cox. I think he got a buyer speed figure of 106 yesterday.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a fast race.
Yeah, no kidding. The Modesty on the turf for four-year-old and up Fillies and Mares, won by Fast as Flight. Jose Ortiz aboard for Marty Drexler. This was the big upset, $43.90 for the win there, and turned back several challengers.
Yeah, and people that listen to the show Wednesday night, we gave that horse
out. You're darn right.
Yeah, nice pick, John.
Well, we got lucky. The horse was very good. Got a great ride and a terrific trip.
Yeah, and that was just about the time I was going on the air with Frank Nicotero. I was watching the screen, and I almost stepped in front of the camera just watching it, trying to get him home. But, yeah, Fastest Flight, when we went over the on the special show, the Kentucky Derby Oaks show, when we went over the stakes races, you liked them, John. And way to go there, my man. Five-star pick there, that's for sure. in the eight bells for three-year-old fillies at seven furlongs. My Main Squeeze squeezed out a win for Mike Maker and Luis Saez. Saez winning his second race of the day, and Maker as well. $15.84, John.
Well, we went from Louisiana bred to New York bred.
Right.
And really nice trip sitting on the outside in the clear, ranged up. And I thought she was just best watching the race. She was the best filly. And I thought she ran great.
She did. She really did. And congratulations to the connections.
All right. The 10th race was the Edgewood at a mile and 16th on the turf for three-year-old fillies. There, Dynamic Pricing gets the job done with IRAD aboard for Chad Brown. $19.82 winner for this team.
Ortiz and Brown at $19.
The other
you don't
Chad
see
Brown.
That often. Right. It was the other Chad
the other
Brown
Chad.
In the race.
Yeah. You guys are mentioned to that. Look for the longer price. That's the one that got there with IRAD. That's for sure. Dynamic pricing. And, of course, back to the Kentucky Oaks where Torpedo Anna just liked the track. There's no question about she loved the track. Went right to the front and never looked back. And we'll wait and see. I believe that a lot of the quality fillies behind her that didn't like the track yesterday will be showing up in their next races wherever they're at on a fast track.
Yeah, they'll live to fight another day.
That's going to be a productive race. There were too many good fillies in there not to come back and run well.
Want to congratulate Rich Eng. He had two winners for us yesterday on the show. Mm-hmm. The second race winner, remember I had to run out and make my bet during the show because it was an early post. But anyhow, he got the winner there at $6.22 and came back at Santa Anita and also had a winner for us there. Jerry J had a winner for us in the Westchester Stakes at Aqueduct. That winner paid $8.20, and the Exacta with the link-ups paid $13.10. Messier winning with Mr. Gomez aboard for Dick Dutrow. Earlier in the day in the Sheepshed Bay Stakes, Royalty in Interest won for Chad Brown. Eric Hansel at $23 even there. And really nothing exciting happening at Santa Anita today, yesterday. Richie did have the winner in the last race, though. Stop digging for that. And John, your horse finished third in that race. And by the way, the one of the Sirocco plays, finished second and third. Anyhow, that's the way it went there yesterday, but we got a lot to cover today. So we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, I'm going to zip through the menu, and then we're going to get started on looking at those races today at Churchill Downs. Got bugaboos in the system for the commercials, etc. So we're just going to move ahead for the racing menu today. What we're going to do is, if we have those glitches, we'll just keep on going throughout the show anyhow, because we've got a lot to cover. So maybe it's the best there.
Blessing in disguise.
I think maybe the gambling gods are saying no more commercials. Yeah. We would just want
they want to know who we like.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody does. Okay. So here, real quick, the weather across the country. Northern California and the northwest are getting a lot of rain, etc. All of that rain that was circling around Kentucky is now moving out to the East Coast. And for the rest of the tracks, that'll be pretty good. So here we go. And we'll can the music as well, because that might be bugaboo too. And anyhow, in any case, remember, first post times we broadcast on this racing menu every day reflects the start times, post times in the Pacific time zone. If you're in another time zone, adjust. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss mom and dad. Okay, here we go. Churchill Downs. They're circling behind the starting gate for the first race at Churchill Downs. And first post time is 7:30. We'll go through those stakes races as we get the handicappers with us in a moment. Churchill Downs has a big 14 race card, 9 stakes races there, and they're about to start there. And the track looks pretty good. It does look pretty good. All right, in all those multiple bets, I do want to mention the fact that we've got an Oaks Derby double happening. We got a Churchill 2-day pick 6 happening. We got a Churchill 2-day pick 3 happening. So there's a lot from Torpedo Anna to the Derby and other races today. Horseshoe Indiana has 11 races, 9 thoroughbreds, 2 quarter horses. Their first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis first post time is 7:45. They're getting underway early as well there. And then we go to Laurel Park, 10 races at Laurel. First post time with a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $13,894, is set at 9 a.m. Tampa Bay Downs has 10 races today. Tampa Bay's first post time is at 9:15. Keep an eye on those first post times. They have juggled them a little for the tracks who want to work around the Kentucky Derby card. Parks Racing, Parks Racing has a racing card today. Parks Racing has a first post time of 9:40. They're a pick five jackpot carryover, $22,055. Then you get to Aqueduct, the big A in New York, where at Aqueduct, the track is fast and it's partly sunny there. First post time at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, for their 11 race card is at 10:05. Three stakes races. They are the Fort Marcy on the grass, the Elusive Quality on the outer turf, and the Ruffian Stakes on the main track. First post time, Aqueduct, 10:05. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, a couple of nice $100,000 stakes races. The Honey Rider goes as the fifth. The English Channel goes as the 11th. Gulfstream Park's Pick Six jackpot carryover, $16,468, and a first post time of 10:10. Oaklawn Park has a 12-race card today, a couple of nice $200,000 stakes races. The Lake Hamilton goes as the 10th race, and the Arkansas Breeders' Championship will go as the 11th. First post time at Oaklawn Park for their 12 races set at 10:10. Woodbine and up on north of the border in Canada, the Whimsical Stakes is their feature. That's the 8th race on the card, 10 races overall. Woodbine first post time is 10:10. They got a super high 5 jackpot carryover there of $8,982. Belterra Park has 8 races. First post time is at 10:15. Penn National has an early start today. Penn National has 7 races today at Penn and a first post time of 11 a.m. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona. It's closing day at Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. So their feature race is the Hasta La Vista handicap at 1 7/8 on the turf, folks. You can probably time this with an hourglass. In any case, first post time, 11:25, 11 races, 1/4 horse stakes race, and 10 thoroughbred races. And, of course, that thoroughbred stakes races will be the last on the card. Mandatory payout in their pick six jackpot staying at $11,424. First post time, 11:25. Golden Gate kicks in with 9 races. They're going to start before Santa Anita today. Golden Gate's first post time is 12:15. Santa Anita starts 15 minutes later because Golden Gate has an earlier post time today. Santa Anita's first post time is 12:30. The Charlie Whittingham Stakes is their 7th and featured race. First post time at Santa Anita is at 12:30 again for their 11-race card. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races. Their first post time at Hawthorne is set at 12:40. Emerald Downs kicks in northern in the Great Northwest. They might have some problems with the weather up there because it is kind of raining up there. 7 races. First post time, 1:30 at Emerald Downs. This is a large menu. Louisiana Downs has 7 races. First post time, 1:45. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. The King Creole is their 8th and featured. 2:50 is first post time at Evangeline. Charlestown Races, their first post time is 4 p.m. for 8 races. And Los Alamitos will wrap up a long day and a lot of racing going on. First post time at Los Al tonight is 7:30. First race, thoroughbred. The rest, thoroughbred and quarter horse. Mixed breed race is the first. The rest are quarter horses. First post time again, 7:30. Wow, that's a big menu. A lot of racing going on.
Take a breath. You earned it.
A lot of racing
going
on.
How many tracks are open today? All of them.
Want to be open for Derby Day.
Yeah, darn right. They want the crowd, that's for sure. As we said, we're having some glitches with the commercial audio stuff there. So we'll take a look at the first race at Churchill Downs. They're coming down the stretch, and number 2, Pure Force, who is a 9-5 leader, is going to take them all the way. Pure Force wins the opener at Churchill Downs. That track looks pretty good, boys.
Yeah,
Brad Cox, Florent Giroux, and Judmont Farms. Those guys know how to get to the winner's circle.
Maybe they're tipping off the day he's going to have. We'll find out.
And, coming off a 3-win day yesterday.
6.5 furlong race for maidens. Let's see. We got the time 1:16.22, I believe I see.
That's correct, yes.
So that's not bad.
No. They went past the 6 furlongs, 109.79.
All right. So that right now is the race so far there. And there's a few wet spots I see on the track as they show the replay. But he got to the rail, got that good footing on the rail, and just kept going right along the rail to the wire. So we got that going there. All right, gents. We've got 9 stakes races today on a 14-race card at Churchill Downs. And before we get started with going over those, let's bring in Rich Eng. Richie, good morning.
So far there. And
I guess he's not paying attention again. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, you got to pay attention there, Rich. Don't worry about listening to us.
Yeah, you know what it is? I'm watching on my TV, and there's like a 10-second delay.
Yeah, well, get ready when, we need you, buddy. And then not only that, but the fact is that, we want to talk with you, et cetera. Don't worry about what we're saying. We're more interested in what you're saying. Richie.
Oh, no, I pay attention to all three of you guys, believe me.
All right, Richie, now you guys had a seminar last night, did you not?
Yes, myself and Rich Perloff from TVG were over at the Westgate, and we had a nice crowd, Ralph, and it shows you there's a lot of horse racing fans in town, so there's plenty for all the seminars that occur, but it was nice to do it.
I got to tell you, and I'll reflect with John and Jonathan here as well, I got to tell you that all the sporting events so far this year in Las Vegas have been breaking records. The Super Bowl, the NCAA basketball championship. And I got to tell you, by the looks of the crowds that we saw around not only the town, but here in the South Point. Remember, at South Point, the book was packed, the adjacent seating area with more TV sets were packed. And the lounge that we did the seminar later on in the evening was packed. People were playing the races, and I know it's already starting to get crowded out here. It's just, I think that, sports is having a resurgence for the customer out there, guys.
Certainly the horse player. I mean, that's terrific to see these crowds and people showing interest. Yeah. It's not like there's some superstar horse here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're dealing with a flight line or something like that, but they all seem to be coming out, and that's great.
Well, I think the superstar thing is the Derby.
Well, the other thing, though, Ralph, the legalized betting around the country, people are getting used to being able to play. And we had Alex White in one of the shows earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Who said she couldn't read the racing form before, but by doing odds and looking at all the sports, she said, this makes sense to me now.
Yeah,
so there is a crossover.
We might recruit her for a pick or two now and then, won't we?
Well, she has a pick in the Derby. Yeah. If she hits, she'll be back on.
She'll be back on. That's no doubt about that. Richie, do you have that same feeling out there?
Oh, yeah. The enthusiasm last night at the Westgate was tremendous, Ralph, because the entire race book was full. And the way the podium was set up by Jay Carnegie was the spillover went into the sports book. And there were a lot of people from, who were watching games who kind of was like, what's going on here? And they pulled over next to the race book to listen to me and Rich. So the enthusiasm level, very high.
Yeah, no question about that. Your thoughts about whatever you saw yesterday and the Kentucky Oaks?
Well, I think we learned something. I think you should listen to Kenny McPeak when he says something.
Yes, Jerry Jackowitz obviously didn't believe the trainer, but Kenny McPeak did say that. And I got to tell you, when I saw this filly win that race in Oaklawn Park, I really had a lot of respect for her. She got the kind of track that she likes, and certainly going wire to wire was a big deal going a mile and an eighth. But yeah, that was a nice win there. And as far as the track conditions today, I think we're going to be okay.
You know, I saw some pictures of the workouts this morning, very, very early, and it was a sea of slop. And then to see what the track looks like for race one, I don't know how they do that to turn it around in, 2-3 hours to actually harrow the track, because the pictures I saw this morning, and it was complete darkness in the morning, it was just mud. It was like icing on a chocolate cake.
Well, you and I, both having served a lot of time there at the tracks in Kentucky, and certainly no stranger to being fans at Churchill Downs, knows for a fact that track dries out faster than any other main track, dirt track in the country.
Yeah, a little known fact is that, one thing I learned from working in Kentucky, Ralph, was they get a lot of that dirt material from the Ohio River.
Yep.
They literally dredge it up. And I think that leads to some of the fast draining is the type of dirt that they actually get and put into the racing surface.
If I'm not correct, Richie, when we were back there, or at least a little bit after that, I remember that there was the first track in Dubai, they were trying to import that dirt for their dirt track there one time.
That is true, because they hired Butch Lair, who was the track superintendent at Churchill at the time, and they wanted him... they hired him as a consultant, and they wanted him to duplicate that surface in Dubai so that the horses that prep for the Kentucky Derby would be running over a near identical surface.
Yeah, no question about that. But we got it here at Churchill Downs, and it looks like it's doing its job. First race winner paid $5.66 as the favorite. And so, Richie, before we get started with your selection for today, it's time to tell us about the Derby.
Well, I've got a two-headed monster that I'm rooting for the Derby. You know, one is I've told folks for the last, 10 days, I do have a future book bet on Forever Young. It's the only horse I got to the starting gate. I have them in my pocket at 100-1, so that's a in quarter win bet right there. Mm-hmm. But when I handicap the race, the horse that I actually came up and liked is Catching Freedom, you know, one of the Brad Cox horses. I just love his pattern. Whatever speed figures you use, Byers or Ragsden or Thoroughgraph, he's been improving incrementally, race by race by race. And if he moves forward again, I mean, I think he's right there with the fastest horses. And, I think he might be able to get the right trip. So I'm rooting for Catching Freedom and for Forever Young.
All right. You got it, my man. And now a couple of picks and we'll let you go.
Yeah, let's go to Churchill, race number 8. It's a one-turn mile. I like the 12, Nash. And this horse is 3-1 in the morning line, and I think that's Pat Day mile. But, more Brad Cox love. But let's go with the 12, Nash, race 8, Churchill.
It is the Pat Day mile, and you like in that race, the 8th race, number 12. It's a mile race, but remember, one-turn mile, the way the Churchill Downs racetrack is configured. So you like in the 8th race, the 12. At Churchill, and what about any other pick? Sanita, I guess.
Yeah, Sanita, let's go to race 4. This is part of the rather a short-priced and long-face philosophy. A single for me in the early pick 5 is the 1, Anton Sen, 8-5 in the morning line. But J.J. Hernandez riding for Carla Gaines. I really like the horse in this spot, the 1, Anton Sen, in race 4.
All right, you got it, Richie. Thanks a lot. You have a great Kentucky Derby. We'll see you a little bit later on, I think, here. So we'll... We'll go ahead and wrap this up with hopefully you can maybe get your future book hope there, winner.
Well, it's all about cashing tickets and making some money. Good luck to you folks over there and all the listeners.
All right. Happy Derby Day, that's for sure. All right. Thanks, Rich. By the way, you can get Richie's stuff at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. I didn't want to mention that. His picks for not only today at Churchill Downs and his picks, his sheet for Santa Anita. All right. Now back in studio. Because we don't have any commercials now or anything, we're going to go commercial-free right to the end. Time to look at some of the races. We'll go through them rather quickly. We've got a little bit of time left, but we're going to go in and as they'll roll out today. The 4th race is the Knicks Go Stakes at a mile. Jonathan, what do you think about that race?
Well, best actor, Brad Cox again. I mean, this horse is doing really well. He's a 5-year-old. Flavian Pratt takes them out, and... he's drawn well going a flat mile. He's probably going to be the favorite, but deservedly so.
All right, and that's number 6, best actor. John?
You know what? Best actor, definitely the one to beat, but this will be my Churchill Downs play from the Linda Report.
Oh, you're going to give us that play now.
Okay, I can do it while we're here.
Yeah.
And I like number 7, Kapuna. This is a horse that his two best races have been on the one-turn mile at Churchill Downs, which mm-hmm. is what he gets today. There's some pace in here. He'll sit and... He's 6-1 in the program. He's the value of the race, so I'm going to go Kapuna, number 7, in the Knicks Go.
All right, as we move through Churchill Downs, that is your official pick for the show at Churchill Downs,
right.
And that is number 7, Kapuna, in there. So I might do a little, a Sirocco play with the 6-7 there. But the 7 is your play on the show. And, Jonathan, you don't have a play on the show for Churchill, right?
No.
Okay, well, you had enough.
Well, we went through
enough yesterday. come on. All right, the Twin Spires Sprint is the next one. John, I'll let you go first.
I like the Charlie Appleby horse, Mischief Magic. I thought he ran super at Keelan coming back. We know what he does, Appleby does, shipping to Kentucky from Europe. He's got a late run. We'll see if he can tag these horses. I think the Horseman California, Notorious, is the one to beat. Runs well fresh. Flavian Pratt draws an inside post this time around. So 6-4 for me in that race.
Okay, you got it. And what do you?
I agree. I like the 8. Appleby's just deadly when he ships, and he has Frankie Dettori aboard, so why not?
Okay, number 8, Mischief Magic, which is a double whammy here in this race in the 5th. All right, the 6th race is the first, big purse anyhow, $1 million Grade 1 Derby City Distaff for the older fillies and mares at 7 furlongs. There's 10 in this race with no late scratches, and it looks like a pretty competitive race, John.
I tell you what, this is a terrific rivalry, Alva Star and Vava. They've been trading hits, and Alva Star beat Vava last time. I think Vava turns the tables today. She loves 7 furlongs. She loves Churchill Downs. She's got the outside post. Arad Ortiz, for some reason, doesn't have a ton of live mounts on a big day, which is very unusual.
Wow.
This is one of the live ones. He's going to get down on his belly and get a win here. I like Vava to win this race.
All right. And Jonathan?
I like Alva Star. I think Brett Brickman, the trainer, is going to have a huge day, and this is going to start it off for him. But John Saw is certainly the horse to beat, especially at 7 furlongs. but I like the 7, Alvis Star.
All right, so you like the 7, and John likes the 10. That's in the 6th race. Then we get to the 7th race, the Churchill Distaff at a mile on the turf, and it looks like the turf course will be okay today. The 2 late scratches are the 8, Heavenly Sunday, and the 10, Infinite Diamond. That'll leave a field of 10 going a mile on the turf. And in this race, wide open, as it seems, on the morning line. The morning line favorite is Lukewarm at 4-1. Jonathan?
Contentious field, and I like a price horse here. Number 5, Cairo Consort, Todd Pletcher, Joel Rosario, who we haven't mentioned much, but yeah. Hopefully he'll get a couple of winners today. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line, and I think he's the right play at the price.
All right, at that price, no kidding. The 4-1, by the way, Lukewarm favorite is Chili Flag in the race with Irad aboard.
I'm going to take the other Chad Brown, Chili Faggus Chad Brown. I'm going to go with the European horse, Coppice, in here. You see, this horse ran fourth to Inspiral last time. Inspiral won the Breeders' Cup filly Amer Turf. She's a super filly. This filly wasn't disgraced, and if she has that kind of form, she's going to beat the Americans. I like Coppice here. One long shot in there, Walkathon, had a terrible trip last time at 10-1. I think this horse is live with Brian Hernandez.
And Hernandez again. You know he's going to give him a good ride.
I know he'll be down on the rail.
And Walkathon, you said, had trouble in
last. Just, yeah, didn't, had a chance to make the lead, didn't go, got shuffled back, got in behind horses. It wasn't her kind of trip.
In other words, you know, the old story that the jockeys tell us.
Next time.
We're going to play the break. He played the break, but didn't go.
He played it poorly,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, Walkathon is 10-1 on the morning line. We're getting into the second race now at Churchill Downs. And so far, so good, folks. Looks pretty good over there, that's for sure. We move to the 8th race, the Grade 2 $600,000 Pat Day Mile at a mile for 3-year-olds. Again, a one-turn mile on the main track there, and I got to tell you, this is going to be a goodie. I'm really looking forward to this race. I know the 5-2 favorite is Top Connor in there with Jose Ortiz, but this is a wide-open affair, John.
Well, I'm going to let Jonathan go first. I know he likes the horse.
Oh,
in here.
Okay. Well, here we go. Ding, 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 ding. I'm using my own sound effects now. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I like the 11 horse, Vlahos, or however you want to pronounce it. Doug O'Neill bought this privately purchased this horse after his debut. Edwin Maldonado comes in to ride. You're getting 8-1 on the morning line. I don't know if he can get the mile, but he's drawn well, and you got Maldonado aboard, so you know they're going down the road. And I'll take my chances with number 11, Vlahos, in this year's Pat Day Mile.
Now, John, Edwin Maldonado, I do believe, ran at Santa Anita yesterday. As a matter of fact, I think he had a couple of winners on the card yesterday, Maldonado, or at least, he had a couple of winners yesterday at Santa Anita. One of them came in the 7th race, which was just late on the card.
Right.
So he must have took a midnight flyer to get there to ride this one.
He wasn't going to miss this mount.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a good sign.
Absolutely. This horse is very fast. I ended up picking Vlahos as well. I like the outside draw for him, too. You just let him rip and see how far he runs. I don't know if he can get the mile either, John, but if he does, they're going to have a tough time catching him. He's 8-1. And that's a betting number for me.
All right, quickly, little psychology here. This is a one-turn mile race, which would represent like 7 and 6, 6.5 furlongs to most, people, etc. And I got to think that the horses kind of figure some of this stuff out. So maybe sprinters have a little bit better chance when you go a mile and only one turn.
It's a less of an adjustment when you don't have to do the second turn for the first time.
Yeah.
So you just come out of there, you've got that long run down the back stretch to figure out. And when you've got speed, you can pick your spot.
Yeah, yeah, no question about that, John.
The post position is certainly a plus for him. He'll be outside, he can do what he wants, he can go, he could take back, he could sit off the pace. But I think he's going, and I just think he's going to run well.
All right, now Richie likes Nash, and he's on the outside of him. So it's the two horses on the outside, so maybe I got a little Sirocco play going there. But I got to tell you, when you said, John, that Irad Ortiz Jr. doesn't have a lot of mounts today, I think he's going to run well with the two horse here in B-line. I think this horse will get a little bit in the race. I don't know if he can tackle the top two, but I think he's going to maneuver a spot.
I hate when I'm sitting out there and he has a chance to beat me.
Oh, yeah,
happens more than it should.
You know, you get nervous every time he starts moving. You go,
no.
I don't have him on my ticket. You know, so in any case, that horse is 10-1. I was kind of interested in that. All right. 9th race, the American Turf for 3-year-olds at a mile and 16th on the turf. I already made my position about endlessly, so I'm not going to go into that again. Scratch number 1, Twirling Point, and number 17, Dancing Groom. and probably with my comments alone, Endless might wind up winning the Kentucky Derby. But for now, we're talking about the American turf. This is a wide open race and a big full field. And all I got to say is you better have the trip, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, you also have Charles Appleby and Frankie Dettori again. And they're always dangerous. And I think this is going to get them another one on the cart.
All right. So you like Dettori's horse in the American turf. And that is the 5 horse Legend of Time. All right, John.
I came up with the same horse. He's won 4 out of 5 easy wins in Dubai this winter. And a little rain yesterday and today, a little given the turf's not going to hurt this horse. So I agree. I like Legend of Time in the American turf.
And I want to remind everybody that John Lindo's Linda Report for all of Churchill Downs and all of Santa Anita are available right now only in one place. That's here at the South Point Racebook. It'll have, I'm sure, some of your Lindo reports upstairs in the ballroom.
Yeah, I saw them up there. They're in the ballroom.
So come on down and get them for free, etc. He picks in every race. Plus, of course, as a suggested late pick 4. I say that because this is the start of the suggested late pick 4, and he really likes Legend of Time.
I singled him.
Yeah, you sure did. All right. In the 10th race, the $1 million Grade 1 Churchill Downs. This is 7 furlongs, 1 turn on the main for 4-year-olds and up. And we got a scratch in number 3, Bo Cruz. Bo Cruz is not going to go. We have a field of 10 left. And, John, how do you see this?
It's a difficult race. There's a lot of speed in here. And I just like the video of number 4, Mr. Wireless, and his win at Fairgrounds last time. He really leveled off and ran away down the lane. 7 furlongs is probably as far as he wants to go. But he can rate a little bit, and he's got a little bit of a push-button acceleration. If he runs the same race that he ran last time at Churchill Downs, he's got a chance. He's 6-1. I think he's a fair bet.
Yeah, 6-1. Ray Lou Gutierrez, he can ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the 4-horse, Mr. Wireless, gets maybe a wireless win there. Jonathan?
We're on the same horse again. Man. What could I tell you, Ralph? You know, you have Zozos, who's coming back off of a layoff. I would try to beat that horse on a short price. I know he's doing well, but I agree with John. Mr. Wireless ran super last time out. If he runs near that race, he'll be very tough to beat.
All right, the Bourbon Turf is the 11th race on the card, 1 1/8 on the turf, and scratch the 9, Never Explain. Jonathan?
I like the Chad Brown horse in here with Irod Ortiz. I'm very busy. You're getting 4-1. This horse ran very well last time out. He was extremely wide, didn't get the greatest of trips. I think he's going to run a lot better today.
John?
I thought Naval Power was really good running second to Master of the Seas at Keeneland in his first U.S. start. Again, I think Charlie Appleby's going to have a big day. I think he can come right back here.
He could win 3 or 4 races.
Absolutely. They're all in good spots. I think Naval Power's live here.
All right, 11th race. Jonathan likes the 6. John Lindo likes the 11. And, of course, the final of the stakes race is the Kentucky Derby. I know a lot of people watched the seminar last night, but for those of you who happen to miss it, and where's the note from your mom, here is quickly, just give me how you guys looked at the Derby, because I'm going to get Jerry on next.
I like the 7, Anna Marie, at the price. I think this is an improving horse. The horse loves Churchill, and I think you're going to see a big forward move today, and there's value there, 12 or 13 to 1.
I love Sierra Leone in here, the 2-horse. He had reasons not to win each of his last 3 starts. He overcame things. There's going to be pace. It's the Derby, and he'll love 1.25 miles. Just work out a trip, Tyler, and we'll go cash.
All right, you got it. So you got Sierra Leone, and Jonathan Hardoon has Honor Marie. And now we're going to go to Mr. Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Good morning. Happy Derby, Jerry.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Well, you heard that.
I'm
so
just adding Honor Marie into my spread.
I like it.
Right. Love it, my man. That's
what it's all about. It's about bringing us all together.
Absolutely. And that's what I love doing. You know, you don't see me handicapping that much. I just, you know, respect the work and the stuff that you guys do and the talents that you have. That's for sure. So how do you see this?
Well, you know, I think the 2-year-old race that Fierceness ran was better than anything that any horse has run to date.
Okay.
And he was a 2-year-old. And from November to now, this horse has probably grown up. He's probably a lot faster. And when we saw him in the Florida Derby, the race he ran in the Florida Derby, it was in line slightly faster than what he had run in the Breeders' Cup as a 2-year-old. So I see that development. I see that forward movement from him, which is what you want. You want a 2-year-old to be here, and then you want the 3-year-old to be a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
He's still, to me, many lengths faster than the entire field, and nobody's run even one race, the possible exception of Sierra Leone, as fast as his 2-year-old race. So I'm heading, to me, it's all about fierceness, and the 17 post should work great for him. You know, you're coming off the crown of the track. It's a real advantage for a speed horse to be outside of going down that long straightaway and coming off the crown of the track. You know, I think they're going to have their hands full beating him. As far as Sierra Leone, I do think he'll run all day, and I do think that he's a tremendous horse. But he did run kind of a top in the
bluegrass.
So I don't know if he has that. If he has a big enough forward move in him today, I think he'll move forwardly off of that. But I don't know if it's big enough to come and get fierceness. And everybody else is sort of second and third. I do like Endlessly a lot. That's a horse that's kind of a fantastic looking racehorse, but we've never seen him run on regular dirt.
No kidding.
And yeah, why not? I mean, and we've seen plenty of turf horses handle the Churchill main track.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a possibility. And I like T.O. Password. I keep looking at him and going, why is he here? He's raced twice. Is this guy out of his mind? And then I remember, a lot of these guys are really smart. And I maybe don't know them.
Well,
maybe he knows something I don't know. That's possible.
All right, let me put this in perspective real quick because we're running out of time. You didn't like what Kenny McPeak said yesterday about his horse, and he won the Kentucky Oaks. But you do like what the trainer of Endlessly is doing, not running this horse where he wanted to, he said, on the turf.
Right.
He's going to do it in the Derby for his
attention.
Owner.
I didn't know he said that, yeah. Ralph. I didn't pay attention to Kenny McPeak. I don't pay attention to the words of Bob Baffert. Certainly not to this guy from Japan or any of the other trainers. I've bet millions of dollars in my life without knowing what the trainers
say. Well, I understand that completely, but that's not what you're saying now. You're mentioning the fact of what these trainers are
I'm
saying.
I'm just saying I think the horse is here 2 times. I don't know the trainer. I don't have any way. Right. Maybe he knows something, and at 50-1, I'll add him into my exotic.
All right. You got it, my man. That's good enough for us, but you like fierceness.
But I'm going to have more on Anna Marie than on T.O. Pastor because – I do listen to Jonathan Hardoon. I have a lot of respect for Jonathan Hardoon.
That's okay.
And I do listen to John Lindo.
Yeah,
so you know that.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not trainers. They're legit handicappers.
They're voices I care about.
Yeah, that's right.
No, voices I care about.
I understand, Jerry. Here. I understand, Jerry. We do have time limit here. I do want to get other things in, and we understand your position. That's for sure.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Fierceness will break from post 16. He'll be bet number 17, but he's breaking from post 16, which is a little better for you, I guess.
No, same difference.
Okay, give me picks.
I agree. It's a little better.
All right, give me picks.
All right, let's go over to Aqueduct. Let's go to the fourth race. I got the 3-horse debate. Looks very forward going to me. I'm playing the 3 over the 1-2-6. Reverse is just to break even. This is all about being on top on the win bet.
Okay, that's
I got a nice play.
That's the fourth race at Aqueduct. The 3 over 1-2-6 and reverse. And then we'll get a pick out of San Nito and let you go.
Yeah, let's go to the 9th race, Ralph. I mean, how do you not love Indispensable? Run 5 or 6 times, high-priced horse, put him on the turf, he moved forward a whole bunch of lanes, just loved the turf, had trouble. Second time turf, you should settle and run like crazy. Who's up on him? Hernandez. I'll take the 12 over the 1, 7, 9, 11. Do my reverses because it is the 12 post, but I do love the 12 in the 9th race. Santa Anita.
All right, 9th race, Santa Anita. The 12's the key, and the link-ups are 1, 7, 9, and 11. 12 over 1, 7, 9, 11, and reverse in the 9th at Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct that include the Kentucky Derby on his Power Page as well on both of those sheets available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, gentlemen, the time is at hand. The talk is over. The handicapping's over. The time to walk up to the betting window and make your choice, and that's for sure. All we want to do is thank everybody out there who joined us for all of these special events that we've had here, certainly on the air and in the South Point studios. I want to thank Jonathan and John and all of our handicappers for a yeoman's job. We have to go, but come on and join us here at the South Point in the Grand Ballroom today for the Kentucky Derby Seminar. And without any further ado, I'm going to get all these guys to say it at one time. Go ahead, say it, boys.
Have a great
have a great race day, everybody.
Everybody.